We have a lot of concerns, worries about the U.S. economy. Stats every day, it seems like, add to those concerns. Recent earnings call by Walmart added even more concerns to the concerns. I'll explain. The Walmart CEO, John Furner, said lower-income households are feeling increasingly squeezed. He's referring to their latest earnings reports showing a significant change. For households earning below $50,000, he said, we continue to see that wallets are stretched, and in some cases, people are managing spending paycheck to paycheck. But it's not just lower-income households. They're feeling the pain that some say is inflation or not close to it. Walmart's leadership made it clear. The company is gaining traction with wealthier households. And that comes down to a shift in consumer behavior. Higher-income households are now looking for value. And it's not exclusive to Walmart. Dollar Tree, for example, has been really going crazy with its multi-price strategy so they can drum up business among higher-income households. Walmart's not necessarily trying to target these higher earners. Instead, higher earners look to be flocking there on their own. And the company has seen shoppers across income levels become, they call it, more price conscious. A lot of people prioritizing value and convenience. Again, going back to Mr. Furner in the earnings call, this quarter, the majority of our share gain came from households making more than $100,000. Additionally, this is from Global Data Retail, almost 28% of high-income consumers shopped at discount chains like Walmart in 2025. That's up from about 20% in 2021, and more than 17% of Americans earning $100,000 or more a year now shop at Walmart, compared to less than 15% back in 2021. And John David Rainey, who is Walmart's executive VP and CFO, he said the company has worked hard to mitigate grocery inflation, which could be a big reason why higher-income consumers are shopping there more as well. And when you think about this, this one, thestreet.com, higher-income consumers aren't necessarily cutting back on spending, like some low or moderate income households might be or are right now. Instead, they're spending money more mindfully, trading down everyday essentials, seeking value, even though they can't afford more, and prioritizing convenience as well as price. Of course, Walmart scores on all three of those. But is Walmart's changing customer demographics more than a company story? Maybe it's something about the economy overall here in America. When higher income households start to prioritize savings and value, does that suggest that consumers might want or need to be more cautious overall? For Walmart, seeing an uptick in higher income consumers, that's wonderful. That's great. If you're a Walmart stockholder, again, that's wonderful. That's great. But for the retail industry broadly, not so much. You see, if higher income consumers are pulling back or are becoming more selective in how they spend their money, well, that could weigh on retailers that don't have the flexibility, the pull, the power, like Walmart does. They can lower prices and not kneecap themselves. But meanwhile, the shoppers continue to cut back on spending to a large degree. Does that set the stage for a full-blown recession? That's something consumers across all income ranges have to worry about.